the Budweiser studios of Cumulus Media Knoxville. This show belongs to you at 656-9900. 656-9900. The sports you need before sunrise is on the air. You're inside the starting lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1, The Sports Animal.
Well, would you look at that? It's already Friday. And the starting lineup is here on 99.1, The Sports Animal. Tyler Ivins, Will West. And it's a day that I never thought would come. What started with a simple wager has now turned into reality. And the Friday before the program, we never thought it'd be here. It'd be like Christmas Day in February. But listeners of the starting lineup here on 99.1, The Sports Animal. Listeners on 99.1, thesportsanimal.com, and through your sports radio WNML app. Congratulations, this day has finally come. This is the starting lineup being hosted by Mayor of Knox County, Tyler Ivins, and Mayor of Knox County, Will West. Will, good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Doing fantastic, sir. It is a big day for us. You know, I've always told my family, you know, eventually I'll become a politician, and I was not an elected politician, but we are, doesn't it feel better to be one, to have a title that's won as opposed to earned? It just feels a whole lot better.
You know, if you get into the nitty gritty, if you get into the ingredients on how this was made, I think we should really say, you know what, congratulations to each other. Congratulations to Mayor Glenn Jacobs for absolutely just coming through with a strong performance. And first of all, agreeing to this wager in the first place, but his performance coming in second. But you know what, Will? We also have to say thank you to each and every single one of the individuals out there who listen to the program every day, who voted, and I better said donated on our behalf. We would not be in this position right now if it wasn't for the awesome listeners who join us between 6 and 9 every morning.
No, and the big thing is this is like to be able to help kids with reading. Kids need books. Kids, the earlier kids read, the better off they are in life. And so good on the mayor for getting this going. And thank you to all the listeners out there who donated so many books to the Read City USA campaign that the mayor got going. Hey, quick question for you, Ivins. Your first order of business will be?
First order of business will be make sure that – well, listen, here's the thing. I feel like I need to pick and choose here because between yesterday's show and today – there were so many people who submitted a request on what an executive order should be and what it should be first. So, I mean, between when it comes to buy one, get one pastries in this town, between fixing stoplights and red lights so they are coordinated and synced up with other street signs across the different communities here in Knox County, that's a big one. I know there have been there have been some requests. Well, I don't even think that when Mayor Jacobs takes back over his seat tomorrow that he can even accommodate. And that being Tennessee getting in the NCAA tournament, that's going to be a little difficult. I mean, we're Knox County mayors for the day, and just because Glenn Jacobs looks like Superman, there's just some things that are kind of out of our realm of possibility, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, absolutely. The one thing I want to do is I want to decree a national day. Okay. And I hear that there is a possibility that we get to decree a national day today when we take over as Knox County, co-Knox County mayors.
Really? Well,
yes, that is the rumor. That is the word on the street.
I'm gonna let you keep that one under wraps, seeing that we're kind of going with the Christmas Day theme, the Christmas Day feel. We'll let you keep that one under wraps. I will say, though, I know that I hope you brought some makeup. I know that we might have some different canisters or cases still, you know, running around, seeing that we bought that industrial size of powder for the time we did television. I've been told there's a lot of cameras that are going to be following us around today, and we're going to constantly be mic'd up. So we got to watch our P's and Q's. And importantly for me, I've got to watch my mouth, even though the big red light that says on air is not going to be on. So just to give you a heads up, there's going to be a lot of that happening today. So I hope you brought your Sunday morning good looking best.
Yeah, no, absolutely. If I Sunday morning good looking best, you mean I'm wearing my Tottenham jersey? Then the answer is yes.
Yes. Did you? Are you wearing your Tottenham jersey?
Oh, yeah, of course I'm wearing my Tottenham jersey.
So let me get this straight. Not only are you wearing your Tottenham jersey the day that you are Connaught County Mayor, but you're also going to make sure that Trey Smith becomes a member of the New York Giants. You're not making this all about you, are you, today?
No. Of course I wouldn't do that. It's about the people. It's about the relationships, Tyler, at the end of the day. I'm wearing the Tottenham jersey as mayor today. And my first executive order will be that Trey Smith becomes a member of the New York Giants.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. Time is 6:09. We are going to make sure that we have things in order for Glenn Jacobs' appearance today here on the starting lineup. This is when things are about to begin. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at the calendar today, but let's just say the National Day calendar is going to be surrounded around a lot of the things that we're going to be doing today. Hopefully you've been cracking your knuckles and cracking your wrists, because there's going to be some ribbon cutting. Abby Harris, who is the right-hand woman to Glenn Jacobs in the mayor's building, apparently her and Brad are going to become our right-handed man and woman today. So it makes sense that you have two strong people like Abby and Brad who help Mayor Glenn Jacobs with his day-to-day, because seeing that there's two of them, there needs to be two of us. And let's be honest, we're already a handful. Just ask our producer, Eric Kane. He knows how much of a handful we can be. As he nods right now, you can't see this in radio, but he's nodding right now about the difficulty level. This would be like all Madden level if we were playing a video game right now, handling you and I on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, look, and especially this morning, we have been especially difficult about one factor. And thank you to Eric Kane for getting us in order there.
Let's do this. Other side, we'll come back. Philip Fulmer talking to the Tennessean. Also, hey, SEC Media Day schedules are out. And if you're Jeremy Pruitt, you let's just say you're going to be maybe a second or third afterthought when it comes to where you are on the schedule between Monday and Thursday when things officially kick off this summer south of us here in Knoxville. Jeremy Pruitt, I know it's not a random draw. They're very strategic when it comes to who goes where on the days. And Jeremy Pruitt, I wish he probably thought he could get a better draw here, because there's going to be a lot of excitement around some of the other coaches who will be there the same day he is. Kaner, this is where we hand things off to you. It's our first Tennessee Lottery Sports Update here at 6:10.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Now, the Tennessee Lady Vols dropped their fifth straight game Thursday night, 83-75 to number 22, Arkansas. Ray Burrell led the squad with 21 points. But the Lady Vols turned it over 23 times in the loss. Daily schedule for the 2020 SEC Football Media Days have been announced. Tennessee's Jeremy Pruitt, along with three other players, will speak to the media on day three, July 15th, in Atlanta. Other teams represented on day three will be Alabama, Mississippi State, and Arkansas. And the NFL owners accepted the negotiating terms of the new proposed collective bargaining agreement on Thursday. The vote will now be sent to NFL Players Association, who could vote during a conference call later today. If two-thirds of the NFLPA accept the terms, a final majority vote would then go to the players. Special edition Jumbo Bucks Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery are hot off the press. Play today for your chance to win up to $300,000. It's 6:11. We're going to check out the roads with Pete Michaels traffic. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
.1, you're listening to the Sports Animal. Tyler Ivins and Will West. 656-9900 and 1-866-656-9900. And I'm telling you, the more I keep looking at the beautiful city of Knoxville, the more I have to ask myself how much of a privilege it is that we are here with an opportunity to become mayor for the day. We have to thank Glenn Jacobs and the entire city of Knoxville for this opportunity. ReCity USA giving us this opportunity to really the privilege, I should say, to bring awareness to literacy
and all the books that were raised, thanks to so many of the different partners who helped out as well, which include Chris Blue and Trey Smith of the University of Tennessee, as well as all the different television sponsors and all the different radio partners that are here in town that came together for Mayor Glenn Jacobs. We get started with the University of Tennessee today, speaking of Trey Smith, you know, just coming off the Man of the Year award. It was really cool to see him accept that award up there, being handed off by VFL Jason Witten. And then now the immediate focus has been towards where Tennessee football is going to go this year. Before you know it, spring practice is going to begin. You know, another year for Tennessee football, as much as everybody is still excited coming off the taxpayer Gator Bowl victory against Indiana. You immediately have to look forward to 2020, where there are a lot of people who are excited about the possibilities that could be, and it's all going to get started on day number three. Now, I get it. SEC Media Day is beginning on a Monday. How can we say Tennessee football is going to get started on day three, especially after UT spring practice is come and gone, the spring game is come and gone, but really the focus is going to be coming up in July. Jeremy Pruitt on day number three of SEC Media Days, but it's not going to be Jeremy Pruitt Day. And honestly, it shouldn't even be fair for me to say it's Jeremy Pruitt Days, because until Tennessee football gets their spot back on the map, until they're banging on the door of the SEC championship game and getting back to Atlanta, you know, there's quite a few things that can be happening. There's quite a few things that need to happen before everybody's focused on Jeremy Pruitt walking in the door of the location of SEC Media Days, whether they move it to Nashville, they take it back to Atlanta, they keep it in Hoover. Well, I understand that's always a wild card. You know, people are saying, well, it's in Hoover. It's going to, well, look, sometimes it can be changed. Wherever it may be, X amount of days down the road, Jeremy Pruitt, for example, on Wednesday, coming up that day three of SEC Media Days, he's going to be sharing it with not only Nick Saban, but also an incumbent to the SEC West and Mike Leach. So maybe this is the way Jeremy Pruitt wants it to be. Kaner, I'll have you come in here because you're the first person to keep it in the Ifield schedule.
I'll jump in here, Ivans. It's here's the thing that I look at with Jeremy Pruitt, right? There's a big flaw that the SEC has made in making this SEC Media Day schedule. And I understand Ed Ogeron and LSU just won the national title just this past year. But what they've done is you usually try to put like one marquee person, one lower level person, one marquee person, one person that you know is just not going to give you a lot. Well, they've got Ogeron in the marquee spot that would go on Monday afternoon. And I don't think they're thinking about the fact that Ogeron gives you nothing. Like, Ogeron literally 2 years ago just sat up there and filibustered, and he went through his roster, said the guy's name at the top of his roster in alphabetical order, said a couple words about him. And that's what he did to fill the 30 minutes that he had, because he doesn't want to have to answer questions. Like, Ogeron's just not great with that. So he's awful. I mean, honestly, on the mic, as Ogeron is. He's great with the sideline interviews and things like that. It's just not a position he's comfortable with. So you have Dan Mullen going in the morning alongside the SEC commissioner. And then in the afternoon on Monday, you have Ed Ogeron and Eli Drinkwitz. So Tuesday, it's Georgia and Kentucky going in the morning. Kirby and Mark Stoops, that's not going to be anything that's particularly compelling. But that second morning, you always get the head of officiating that kind of goes through the different rules. So that'll help supplement that a little bit. Lane Kiffin and Derek Mason going at the same time is a bad decision, because Derek Mason and Vanderbilt, they're not going to draw a ton of interest or excitement this year, probably.
Sure.
Derek Mason goes, though. Like, I mean, he is great when he's on the mic, and everybody wants to hear what Lane Kiffin has to say. I'm going to be very honest. They buried Sam Pittman with Nick Saban because not a lot of people want to hear what Nick Saban has to say, and they're burying Jeremy Pruitt with Mike Leach because they don't think Jeremy Pruitt's going to say much. Look, it's not going to win or lose you a game, but at the end of the day, this is let's put Pruitt at the place because we don't think he's going to give us a lot, where he doesn't have to give us a lot because everybody's paying attention to Mike Leach anyway.
So then maybe this is an advantage for Jeremy Pruitt then. You know, I know a lot of Tennessee fans, they wait on eggshells, or they want to hear what he has to say, whatever we simulcast it to our stations. But it's just like, to me, it just seemed like it was an opportunity for Jeremy to talk about the excitement of coming off a winning season at Tennessee, and getting the bowl game, and how they're ready to take the next step. And you know, but maybe Jeremy Pruitt will never be that guy. So I just immediately thought, you know, to your point, if they're shuffling the deck where there's at least excitement each day of the 4 days, then maybe it makes more sense for him to be on the same day as Mike Leach. I mean, Mike Leach is already talking about, I believe his comments 2 days ago, the excitement's already in the SEC about urinating on jellyfish. I mean, that, do you not want that? I mean, remember, there were people who wanted that 2 years ago before Pruitt was hired. I mean, it's already begun. The Pirates talking about urinating on jellyfish, which, by the way, if we wanted to make that an executive order, perhaps maybe we should, you know, eliminate urination on jellyfish. That's just something I want you to take into consideration today as we start our big bright day here in Knoxville.
Well, I would say, like, and here's the thing. Pruitt's got a lot better. I mean, he's proficient in this. I don't think it's ever going to be the part of the job that he likes. And selling, like, and he's going to have to win because selling the programs is not something that he's necessarily going to probably put a lot of interest into. But Pruitt's a lot better than people think. It's just a matter of this is what that is. This is them trying to bury the guy that they don't think is going to say a lot. And Pruitt actually says a ton more than he used to. So I think they're kind of going off of 2 years ago's information just a little bit. So I think that is a flaw that's there a little bit. And then, man, Thursday morning, Gus Malzahn and Will Muschamp, you want to get absolutely nothing. I mean, you want to sit there and waste your time for 60 minutes. I'd like to invite you to go sit in front of Gus Malzahn and Will Muschamp while they talk. And then Jimbo Fisher, closing things out. Most of the people are gone by Thursday afternoon anyway. So Jimbo Fisher is going to be, I don't know, just it'll be a handful of media members that are there with Jimbo Fisher for the most part. Look, Go ahead.
Are you surprised they're not putting one of the new guys like Pittman or Drinkwitz near the end? I mean, this is clearly strategic of, hey, they're the new guys. Let's get them in early while people are still here and we're not burying them late so everybody can make their first flight out Thursday morning.
I don't think so. I think that they, like, I mean, like Barry Odom always got shoved into a place because Barry Odom wasn't going to give you anything, and nobody wanted to hear him talk. And so they would shove Barry Odom wherever they needed to shove him. And they would always say, okay, Bielema and Gus are 50-50, right? So they'll give you a little something, but it's not necessarily sexy programs. At least it wasn't at the time or at the same time. So let's put them there together and we'll have them walk around together. Mullen doesn't give you a ton, so let's make sure we put Mullen with somebody else as well. They're trying to look at it this way and look at it as an entertainment event. I will say part of it is this. SEC Media Days isn't what SEC Media Days used to be. This is ESPN's event now, and especially when it's in Atlanta, it's especially ESPN's event. In Birmingham and in Hoover, everybody still gets a ton of coverage that you can get. In Atlanta, you get, I'll be real, for Media Days, we'll have more on our show because things get started an hour earlier than they do on Eastern time instead of Central time. So our show, there will be a lot more information. And we'll have access to pretty much to the majority of the coaches that we want to have on, we'll have the opportunity to have on. But for the people who are down there covering Media Days for CBS Sports and who are covering Media Days for all the other outlets that are out there, there's just not a ton when it's in Atlanta because ESPN, it's ESPN, Radio Row, College Football Hall of Fame. Those are the three things that they do, and everybody else can just figure it out, and they don't really care. So for the newspaper guys out there, the guys that are our buddies of AllQuest, our buddies at 24/7, their job becomes a lot harder when this is in Atlanta. And so ESPN's going to dominate this thing, and really this is probably set up for the way ESPN wants it to be broadcast. And again, I think that they're looking at Ed Ogeron as a marquee draw, and they shouldn't because he's not going to give you anything. And I think they're burying Jeremy Pruitt a little more than they have to bury Jeremy Pruitt, where I would have put Jeremy Pruitt on Thursday with Gus Malzahn and given you a 50-50 proposition there because Muschamp does not handle scrutiny well. I mean, last year I texted you guys, I don't know if you remember, and I just said, when I'm listening to Will Muschamp, and I just texted you guys and said, this guy's a dead man walking. Like, he's already telling me why he's going to get fired before he even gets fired. So now he's actually on the hot seat in South Carolina. I can't fathom how that guy's going to handle this. So it would have been probably in Muschamp's best interest if he got buried somewhere and said they kind of buried Jeremy Pruitt there a little bit. And he's a better talker now than I think people realize that he is outside of Knoxville. We're live at the intersection of Selection, Rusty Wallace Honda. Rusty Wallace Honda 2020 upgrade event is this weekend only. This weekend only. Here's what the 2020 upgrade event means. You can upgrade your current vehicle for a similar 2020 vehicle, not a leftover 2019, a similar 2020 vehicle at the same or possibly even a lower payment. During the month of February as well, you can take advantage of 3 years, no charge maintenance. There are nearly 400 new Hondas in the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the entire area right here at the intersection of Selection, I-75 Callahan Drive and Rusty Wallace Honda. Starting lineup continues coming up on the other side. Philip Fulmer talking to the Tennessean. We'll talk about it next. Starting lineup 99.1, the Sports Animal. Man, I'm going to tell you, it is. It's always a pleasure to be in the vicinity, driving down right around the corner from where I live, my house. It's awesome to be right down the road, I-75 in Callahan here at Rusty Wallace Honda. As we mentioned just a couple days ago, if giving directions, I always call right here Callahan I-75, the intersection of selection. You can find out why it's the intersection of selection until 9 a.m. this morning. It's great always having the ability to broadcast from Chad Campbell's home, where you can, as Will, you just mentioned just moments ago, nearly 400 new Hondas and the largest pre-owned selection in the entire area. And we're not just talking about here just this center of where I-75 and Callahan is. The entire area, 400 new Hondas. It's pretty solid.
Look, and it's here. Look, it's this weekend, and it's this weekend only. So if you need to upgrade your ride, I'd say if you're upside down in your vehicle, you know you need a new car, and you're thinking, I don't know how in the world I'm going to get this car paid off or this thing to last long enough to get it done. Or maybe, you know, I'm sitting here with a payment that I don't need to be making right now. Or I've got a sedan and then I honestly need an SUV. Or I've got an SUV and I need a truck. Right now at a Rusty Wallace Honda, this weekend only, it's the 2020 upgrade event. You can upgrade your current vehicle for a similar 2020 vehicle at the same payment, maybe even a lower payment. So if it's time for you to upgrade your vehicle because maybe you didn't get the best interest rate, or maybe it's just you don't know if this one's going to make it, now's the time for you to come down Rusty Wallace Honda this weekend. Keep the payment the same. Get a brand new vehicle, maybe even a lower payment, for a 2020 Honda at Rusty Wallace Honda.
You know, there was a wide-range interview with the Tennessean that Philip Fulmer did, and it really gave answers to some of the questions that a lot of Tennessee fans had, or at least a lot of answers that Tennessee fans thought.
Yeah, I'm interested in this because when you sent me the message, you said you want to talk about this. I read the interview. I was like, I wonder where Ivins is going with this. So I'm really interested to see where you want to go with this.
My question is simply this, and I think it's a fair question to ask. Do you think Fulmer's being honest here?
About
him not, you know, he said that he didn't have the energy level that it took to do this, that it reached a certain level. And do you believe that Fulmer, you know, I guess what I'm asking is, once you get out of coaching, do you ever lose the itch to coach? Because to me, my understanding, and again, this might be just somebody coming who's never coached, the first time he's asked to coach will be the first time he's ever asked to coach besides Powder Puff in high school. But do you ever lose that itch? It's just like people who say, well, I need to step away because of quote-unquote medical conditions. Or, you know what, it's time for me just to – Bear Bryant once said, I'm either going to be coaching or I'm going to die. And then he – just days after he quit coaching, he passed away. So my question essentially would be for Philip Fulmer, do you ever lose the itch, or was it just not the right time?
Well, and let's be honest, how many times have we seen guys that they can't get past the itch? Right.
Oh, right. And they maybe stay on a little too long.
If you've been around the market for a little while, Brendan Quinn a few years ago did an interview with Mark Pankratz about guys with the itch, right?
Yeah.
Because Brendan Quinn's dad was Brendan's now with the Athletic, but when he worked for the New Sentinel here, his dad is the track coach at St. Joseph's. And so, and his brother is the track coach at another college, and coaches just have that. His sister's a coach. Coaches just have that coaching itch, right? It's just there, and it's tough to not scratch that thing. And so no matter what happens, this is why you see, frankly, Bob Stoops with Dallas in the XFL right now.
Right.
Because when guys get the itch, they always have the itch. I think that Coach Fulmer had the itch, and I think Coach Fulmer got over the itch. Does that make sense? And I think that things can change for that. I think he's in a situation where he wants to benefit Tennessee. I also think that having grandkids he and I have a mutual close friend. You actually do too. You just may not be aware that he's really close friends with Philip
Okay.
Fulmer. He told me that once the grandkids happened, Coach Fulmer did not want to be away from the grandkids the way that he was away from his kids when he was growing up because of the recruiting trail.
That's fair.
And things like that that you have to do. That it was an opportunity to kind of to I don't want to say get to know his kids, but to kind of reestablish that relationship and firm up that relationship with them as young adults and be there for them and also be able to be there for his grandkids as they're growing up. So when the athletics director opportunity came to him, from what I was told, it was something that kind of allows him to scratch that itch a little bit. And Philip Fulmer didn't just do this willy-nilly. He went and said, okay, I want to get a new administration, and maybe this is something I want to do somewhere down the line. So let me go learn about finances, because that's a weak spot that I have.
You know,
learn about this and that. And he built himself in a position where if the opportunity came, he could take advantage of that opportunity.
You know, now that I think about it, if you're Philip Fulmer, you walk into a recruit's house, okay, and you say, you need to come to the University of Tennessee. This is Fulmer the second tenure going at it again if he was to come back and take over as head coach.
You know, if you're a recruit, would you take Fulmer seriously asking, you know, probably yourself, or maybe you'd ask Coach Fulmer, how long are you going to be holding this position? If I commit to you now, how do I know you're going to be here next year or 2 years down the road? I get 1 year into Knoxville, and then you're making the change again. I guess perhaps maybe that's another thing, plus the time and the strain it takes on just recruiting in general.
I wouldn't. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, if I was a coach, like, I've never had the desire. You know what I mean? Like, I've never one time had the – like, the X's and O's aspect of it, there was a coach that was here that when he got here, I went and found out the system that he ran. And I just went and got the coaching DVDs for the coach that came up with that system. And I went and I was sitting there having a conversation with them. So – and it was – I wasn't making a lot of money. I just started doing sports radio. And I was asked would I be interested in the GA thing. And I'm like, no, I'm good, man. Like,
yeah.
I don't have any desire to do that. Like, I love the X's and O's aspect because it's almost like it's clinical a little bit. But really, it's people. And especially when you get into the college level, what you have to do in recruiting is just so much. It's one of the reasons why, I mean, and I believe Ainge when he says it, that Ainge says, because people ask, Ainge knows as much about offensive football as anybody in the game, right? And it's because of David Cutcliffe that he does that. But when he was, like, over and over again, I've seen people ask Ainge, hey, why aren't you in coaching, dude? With as much as you know about this, I don't want to deal with recruiting. You know what I mean? I don't want to deal with that. And I think it's Fulmer was amazing at it, right? And so what would it take in this day and age for you to go be amazing at it again? I mean, could he do it? Yeah. Do you want to do all that again? Especially if you have an outlet that gets you back into it. Phillip Fulmer may be helping Tennessee more right now than he has at any point than he would be if he was taking over as head coach again. Does that make sense?
It does. And you know what? And I'll tell you where it always comes back to me. When you tell me the story about Zach Azzani and him and his wife having to text all the kids.
That was insane. It was insane.
And you go back to look at the coaches who just left the staff this year.
Yeah.
If you're Kevin Scherer or you are
Chris Rump,
thank you. Do you really want to have to continue to do the whole going on constant recruiting trips? Maybe not as much as Brian Niedermeyer is, but you're now part of the pros and things are just a little different
somebody,
on the NFL level.
Some guys, that's the scoreboard for them, right?
Right.
I think Brian Niedermeyer is a score. That's the scoreboard for them is, bam, we got this recruit and I'm excited. If you're a coach, and you're old school, then you're trying to sit there and tell some 16-year-old how great he is because that's not what you got into the sport for. Now, some guys do, and some guys like it a lot. And Coach Fulmer, I think there was a time, liked it a lot, knowing me versus you, I won this battle, and I was able to land this recruit, and you didn't. For me, I couldn't do that. And what I mean by I think Fulmer, and can I be 100% honest
Please.
Here? I thought this was going to be an abject failure with him coming back as athletics director.
Did you?
Well, the reason why is the way that it happened. Just the train wreck of a coup that happened behind the scenes to make this happen. Just the boosters that just urinated all over the legitimate coaching search. Once the Schiano thing happened. Just the way that all went down with Brohm was just insane to me. And I just thought, this place is a train wreck. It's never going to get better. Coach Fulmer takes over as AD, and I'm like, well, let's just – now we've empowered the people who caused the train wreck for a decade even more by having Coach Fulmer there, and it went the other way. Coach Fulmer was able to stabilize the thing. The train wreck ended. You walk over on campus now, and it's back to kind of like a family environment a lot. Like, you know, we did the thing on the porch last year where we had a bunch of listeners out. We grilled some hot dogs. And who was over there just hanging out, talking to people that was on the porch and just walking around talking to fans in the stands at Tennessee baseball against Ole Miss? Coach Fulmer was. And what happened also, all those PR nightmares that Tennessee had, I lost some friends over it because I would have to say, hey, Tennessee screwed this up. And they would text me and be like, why are you saying we screwed this up? I'm like, why do you keep screwing it up? Like, this stuff isn't hard. The moment Fulmer took over as AD, the nightmares ended. And the ship stopped taking on water. And frankly, it's almost silence is golden. There aren't problems at Tennessee right now that are big and public and humiliating like we had under Dave Hart and like happened when Mike was there, Mike Hamilton was there. And so it's so far so good. It's gone really well.
Will West, Tyler Ivins. Where you can find us is Rusty Wallace Honda, I-75 in Callahan. Hey, three best bets. There got to be three of them, Will. I want to see you go 3-0 this weekend. I don't even care if you're handing me out soccer bets.
Oh, man. Can I tell you that Aaron Gordon last week getting jobbed on the dunk contest kept me from going 3-0?
I'm glad you shared that with me because now I think you should go 4-0. I think you should add a little bit of a bonus play in there.
Well, I did last week because I gave you Tottenham Aston Villa as well.
Very true. Can we go 6-0, possibly 7-0? Wink. We'll tell you on the other side to the window here on 99.1, the Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
The Lady Vols came up short last night on the road. Their fifth straight loss, 83-75. At number 22, Arkansas, Ray Burrell led the squad with 21 points, but the Lady Vols turned it over 23 times. Daily schedule for the 2020 SEC Football Media Days has been announced. Tennessee's Jeremy Pruitt, along with three players, will speak to the media on day three, July 15th, in Atlanta, Georgia. Other teams represented on day three will be Alabama, Mississippi State, and Arkansas. College Hoops finals from Thursday. Number 2 Gonzaga defeated San Francisco 71-54. Arizona State upset number 14 Oregon 77-72. And number 18 Colorado got by USC 72-66. Love Keno to go. There's more to love when you add Bullseye for your chance to win up to $300,000. Stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play your way today. It's 6:44. We're going to check in the roads with Pete Mox traffic in 15 seconds. Good morning. I'm Mary Kane.
Final segment of hour number one.
Yeah.
Starting lineup here from Rusty Wallace Honda, intersection of selection. Hey, Knox County Mayor Tyler Ivins sitting across from, well, I'll be darned if it's not a mirror in front of me, Knox County. Oh, no, that's Knox County Mayor Will West, as we'll be taking you till 9 a.m. this morning. We anticipate that former Knox County Mayor, well, I'm sorry, he was just mayor yesterday.
He still is right now until we get sworn in.
Hang on. Does he take back over Saturday? So I need to make sure.
Close of business Friday, I think.
Well, so I shouldn't have started celebrating at 12:01 this morning?
Yeah, no, you should not have.
I was awake. I'm not going to tell you why I was awake, but I was awake at 12:01 this morning. And then, so does that mean at 11:59, or does that mean at 5?
Like I think 5 at 5:01, that's when it happens. Here at Intersectional Selection, though, you can custom come by. We will shake babies and kiss hands. Rusty Wallace Honda's 2020 upgrade event is this weekend only. Literally, it's just this weekend. So a lot of times you hear, well, I got to the end of the month about it. No, it's this weekend only. Do you need to upgrade your current vehicle? You can upgrade your current vehicle this weekend only at Rusty Wallace Honda for a similar 2020 vehicle at the same or maybe even a lower payment right now at Rusty Wallace Honda. And during the month of February, take advantage of 3 years, no charge maintenance. That's not bad at all. They do a great job here at Rusty Wallace Honda. They have nearly 400 new Hondas to choose from. Largest pre-owned selection in the entire area. It's all right here, intersection of selection, I-75, Callahan Drive, North Knoxville.
Let's get to it. This is To the Window, a guaranteed 6-0 segment. Kaner, please.
The corporate offices of Cumulus Media told The Morning Show I had to read this to cover their butts. Any and all mentions of spreads or wagering during this next segment is strictly for entertainment purposes only. Hope this helped, gentlemen. Here's To the Window on the starting lineup. Powered by New Balance Knoxville and the Suburban Shopping Center.
You know, seeing that you were just one Aaron Gordon job fest away in Chicago from being perfect last week,
yep.
Will West, I'll let you bat lead off.
All right, so would you want to start with the soccer? Because I got a lot of soccer for you this week. Or do you want to start with the NBA?
I want you to give, well, there's a chance we might tag team if you go NBA.
Because the NBA, I feel like there's a free money pick in the NBA, and I'm almost to the point where I wonder what I'm doing. What am I missing here?
We might go halfsies here, so go ahead.
All right. Denver plus one at OKC.
Oh, okay.
I don't understand why that's plus one.
Why is that?
Denver's lost like 10 games all year. Why? I mean, OKC's not great.
Have you seen him at home, though?
I'll give you that. Okay. I'll give you that.
Unless you're the bottom feeders of the association, home court advantage is
means
still
a lot.
Thing.
It
in
means
the
a
NBA.
Lot. But when you're winning 4 out of 5 games.
I'll give you that.
And I don't understand what I'm missing here.
We're fighting with pool noodles right now.
Yeah. I'll take Denver plus one at OKC. And again, this may be one of those Vegas knows something and I don't think because that doesn't make sense to me. In the world of soccer, Man City minus 133 at Leicester City. Leicester City has problems. Man City a little ticked off about everything that's going on with them, with the Champions League ban. Man City's going to take it out on Leicester City this weekend. Leicester City struggles to score goals. Only minus 133 on the money line. Last week we gave you Man United plus 340 against Chelsea on Monday.
Mercy.
We'll give you Newcastle plus 330 at Crystal Palace this weekend. I think Crystal Palace needs to be very concerned that they don't get relegated this year. That might be right now, as far as how they're playing, the worst team in soccer. And it's nothing against Palace. It's probably the best fan base in all of soccer. But, man, Newcastle, I know they got crushed by Arsenal in the second half last week. I think they get it turned around. They beat Palace this weekend. Wolves, they had not won in 8 of their last 9 matches.
Yeah.
Wolverhampton, Tyler's favorite word to say, Wolves got it figured out, though, in the Europa League just this earlier this week. Minus 185 on the money line against Norwich. So that's Denver plus one at OKC tonight. Man City minus 133 at Leicester City. Newcastle plus 330 at Crystal Palace. And the Wolves at home minus 185 against Norwich.
I actually always come on this segment and say I'm going to go 3-0. This is a week where I feel so confident in these picks. I believe I'm going to go 3-0.
You're going to pick 3 and go 5-0.
Yeah, essentially, the numbers make so much sense. Let's get started with the first bet. If you're looking for the free money NBA play of the week, not of the day, of the week, Cleveland goes to Washington tonight, where the Wizards are 4.5-point favorites. I want you to do some digging at the last 7 times Cleveland has taken on Washington. It has been one of those fests where you can't put plays together. X's and O's don't make sense. If you're looking for a guaranteed W tonight, I'm telling you right now, if there's one bet you listen to in the next 3, it's Washington. The Wizards, I'm guaranteeing you, they are covering the 4.5 tonight against Cleveland. They're just days removed from firing John Beilein. That is a mess right now in Cleveland. Even if they, like I'm telling you right now, even if they had a surefire coach of the year, they're not winning that game in Washington tonight. Number 2, you know what the beauty of being a New York sports fan is?
What's that?
You can bet against them and not feel bad because you know you're also going to be making money. I'm going to fade 2 of my favorite teams because they're both going to struggle tonight. One being the Indiana Pacers. They're looking to click. Look at the last 2 years out off the All-Star break. Plus, Victor Oladipo looks like he's got his legs up under him again. Indiana going to the Garden tonight, and I like Indiana to cover the 5.5 points tonight. That has been a road cover machine. I know the Garden used to be a feared place for people showed off. Tonight, Victor Oladipo has a chance to do it under the bright lights there at Madison Square Garden. Pacers -5.5 at the Garden. And how about 2 of the worst scoring teams in the NHL? They play tonight on Long Island. Not in Long Island, on Long Island. The Red Wings are visiting the New York Islanders. The Red Wings are one of the worst scoring teams in hockey. The Islanders have scored 2 goals in 12 periods. 12 periods. Trust me. And I've watched every single one of them. Take the under 5.5 goals tonight between Detroit and New York. Again, your 3-0 weekend. Combined with Wills, your 6-0 weekend. Cleveland at Washington, the Wizards -4.5. Indiana -5.5 at the Garden taking on the Knicks. Detroit on Long Island taking on the Islanders under 5.5 goals. New Balance Knoxville bringing you to the window for a Friday.
It's right. Suburban Shopping Center, New Balance Knoxville. You'll love the colorways, the new styles. If you haven't seen the BOA technology they have at New Balance Knoxville, my goodness, this is magnificent. Fantastic people, fantastic shopping experience at New Balance Knoxville.
All right, hour number 2 of the program coming up on the other side. More details coming out on the new collective bargaining agreement for the NFL. Hour 3 of the program, Glenn Jacobs is going to be joining us here at Rusty Wallace Honda. Is this where we get sworn in? Do you want to say you got sworn in here at Rusty Wallace
Yeah,
Honda?
That's right.
And then once, I think our first executive order is we give everybody free popcorn here.
Yeah, just, hey, look at us.
It's almost like it's just convenient there's a popcorn machine
it's
here.
It's about the people. It's about the relationships.
Just to say the New Day hands out booty-os, we hand out popcorn. They hand out pancakes,
all right.
We hand out popcorn.
Okay.
Power of the people.
So we're not. So I'm not getting pancakes is what you're telling me.
You might get some sticky buns on National Sticky Bun Day.
Hey, look at that.
99.1, you're listening to the Sports Animal. Stick around.